You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I got to deal with Earl this morning and a pack of loss. Hi, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I wonder, Gilbert, if they sold out of all the clinics across the state.
Why would they do that, Earl?
Well, you're talking about wipe the dust out your eyes. You should be wiping the tears out your eyes.
You feeling yourself. This morning,
ain't you? Hey, 34-20 to a 6-7 football team at home in a crucial, crucial playoff game. And you give up four.
It's not a crucial playoff game. It wasn't playoff game.
It would lead them to the playoffs.
We fighting clearly, for our playoff lives.
You didn't fight too well. I might have been able to.
Don't you let that come out your mouth.
Listen, man. They were embarrassed in the hallowed grounds of Lambeau Field. Baker Mayfield.
No, we got embarrassed last week with Danny DeVito.
Yeah, but Baker Mayfield.
He's a professional.
In the hollow grounds, and so is Danny DeVito.
No, he
right. Hey, man, come on, man. You're not thinking quick enough this morning. So it's gonna be a tough challenge for you this morning, bro.
Hey, Earl, what? Did I tell you I loved you, brother?
Oh yeah, hey man, likewise, I love you.
You know what I'm saying? So don't be surprised if somebody outside after you get off work today.
let me put it this way.
What, brother?
You gotta admit, two weeks ago, you and I, 844-967-2789.
Help me, y'all. Help me.
2 weeks ago, you and I. Well, on these same airways.
Was that before you had to dye your hair or after?
It was before, you know.
Okay.
But we had talked about the Packers running the table. They had four games against teams that we felt the vaunted Green Bay Packers, the resurrected Green Bay Packers, would be able to defeat all those teams. Packers had the chances of them making the playoffs were about 65% at that time. Mm-hmm. So it was all before them, Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. They proceeded to lose to Danny DeVito on a Monday night game. Get embarrassed.
Didn't even touch it.
They came back home in a must-win game. Must-win. Hey, Gilbert, and the defense played hard, but you gave up four passing touchdowns, man. This might be the second most points they gave up the whole season. A critical game. Your thoughts, man? What happened?
Earl, I'm going to put it like this, man. The Green Bay Packers yesterday, too many breakdowns in the secondary. Defensive line came to play. Got five sacks, held them to under 100 yards rushing. Okay?
They only ran the ball 27 times.
Would you let me
I know, but put that caveat in
it
there.
They don't care how many ball times they ran the ball. I told you off air, all Barry Sanders need was two carries and get 100.
Man, come on. All right, go ahead.
Listen that. Now, our defense it's like 1 week the D-line show up. Secondary don't. Next week, the secondary show up, the D-line don't. Next week after that, the linebackers might show up. You see what I'm saying? Too many breakdowns. We all need to be on the same page. Baker Mayfield came in here and threw for almost 400 yards and four touchdowns.
Unheard of.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Well, I wouldn't say unheard of, but you know, every dog has his day. Just like when you walk down the street with all that gray hair, nobody saw you. Now you out here looking like Willie Dynamite, and you and everybody see you.
I know who Willie Dynamite is. Okay. Hey, man. But my point is that I'm making to you is this was one of the most important games of the entire season.
All joking aside, Earl, you are definitely right.
And they were at home. And we talked off the air, 844-967-2789. And I wanted to ask you the question. How could they not be up? You played the game Earl, all the years, Earl, man. Was there ever a game that you weren't up?
No, man, because I enjoy playing the game.
You think they don't enjoy playing the game, man?
I enjoy playing the game. I would have played without a check, man.
Gilbert, do you
think? If they'd have said, hey, man, we can't pay y'all this week, y'all still want to play? I'll raise my hand.
Do you think there's any guy playing pro football who don't like the game?
I know it's guys out there just collecting checks, yeah. I know that for a fact.
Well, Gilbert, that's an amazing thing to me because I would think that the people who are responsible for...
And there's guys out there stealing checks, too, that shouldn't be out there.
Hey, Gilbert, but when you make that statement, it means that they're paying these guys. They got people who they're paying to evaluate talent. And so they don't just pick a guy who... It's just out there stealing money. They know that they believe that the guy that they have, that they've selected, is the guy who got the heart, loves the game, right? I mean, all that stuff got to go into it. They're playing pro football, man.
Earl, there's guys out there that shouldn't be out there. I'm just putting it out there like that. You got the knack to put words in people's mouth. You ever noticed that?
No, man.
You got the knack of doing that.
No, what I'm trying to do, Gilbert, is I'm trying to, for the listeners who don't know it from the technical part of it, like you,
right,
break it down, right, for you to break it down so we can understand. We can't understand how, you know, only a handful of people get the opportunity to play pro football for money.
And you got to understand, Earl.
Okay, go ahead.
It is LaFleur's job to make sure these guys are ready to play. Physically and mentally ready to play the game. And if you look at how we took the field these last 2 weeks, you tell me, were they up like the 2 weeks before?
Can you stay up every week, Gilbert? You played the game for 10 years. We don't know. Only you can tell us that.
We got a young group of guys. They got to learn the game. That's why I always say you gotta sprinkle in some veterans in there to get these cats ready to go. I say, just like me and you say all the time, what harm will it do for the LaFleur to call in on a Wednesday a Leroy Butler to motivate these guys?
I don't get it.
Or a Gilbert Brown to motivate these guys midweek so they can get the piss hot and go out there and choke somebody instead of going out helping dudes up and saying, good job, man. Come on, man.
And you know, that point, I was with your buddy Leroy.
Leroy.
Last Thursday or Wednesday, wherever it was. And I bounced that same question off of him.
Mm-hmm.
How come they don't have y'all coming? I don't get that, Gilbert. That could motivate to me. You guys have played the game. Man, to have Willie Davis come in and talk with you all before a big game, right? I mean, what does it cost you, right? It don't cost you anything, man.
Knowledge. That's what it costs them. They missing out on some knowledge to get these boys right.
Now, and tradition.
And tradition.
And which is really... When you guys played, again, Ray Ninsky, Bob Skoronski, Henry Jordan, you know, Jim Ringo, Forrest Gregg, Paul Horney, all them cats, you would see them, right?
Yeah. Walking the hallowed halls of Lambeau Field.
Okay, so that tradition that carried on with you guys, you know, that mattered, right? Is it safe to say that mattered?
Absolutely, it mattered. It molded us to do what we needed to do. People don't understand. Oh, football is 20 years past his time. Uh-uh. No, sir. He got knowledge that we ready to spit to y'all. We just need y'all to listen.
And when you got, and when you have a young squad like the Packers, that's what they need. The tradition. They can be the greatest football player in the world, but you, as you've always said, when you walk into Lambeau Field, there was something special about the air, right? And just walking through the tunnel. So who can give them that now? The coaches can't give them that motivation, can they?
No, because it's half of them ain't been there either.
Right. That's my point. Right.
Half of them don't know no tradition of the Green Bay Packers. They just over there with the green shirt on, talking about I'm a Packer coach. But what do they know? You see what I'm saying? It's a difference in that, man.
You know, 844-967-2789. Gilbert, the reason we're having this conversation is because it matters, right? To you, it matters. And when
it matters a whole lot to me, yes.
And when you're talking about these games that they're losing, these games, some of them could have been won, right? We're talking about motivating young people.
Yes.
You know, I'm a guy who talks with a lot of young people, man, and try to motivate them in life. But they bring an old guy like me around to talk to them. That's what one of the things that's missing, I think, with the Packers. 844-967-2789 is the number. Join us under the helmet with the grave digger. Don't touch that dial, but you can call in. 844-967-2789. We want to hear your thoughts.
The homies got at me, collab creations, bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my
can vouch, a dog
couldn't catch me. Say, look, man, stop with Dre making I am never going to like accept with my grandma's hands still moving this flavor with the homies black being played like that, man. I ain't never gonna accept that, man.
What?
Grandma's hands.
A great song.
Yeah. Well, what's the rest of that stuff?
It's glorifying it, man.
Excuse me.
It's glorifying.
So
keeping it relevant.
So let's go. And I will accept that. Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. You can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, Gilbert, our boy Jordan Love, he looked fabulous yesterday, man.
He sure did.
I mean,
you got to give him his flowers.
Yeah, he really is developing. It's his first year.
Here's the thing. While you watching the game, Earl, did you see the field generalship?
Yeah.
Did you see it yesterday?
Yeah, he sees the whole field, Gilbert, and he's got a quick release, and he's relatively accurate, got a strong arm, and I think they know what they're doing now. They knew what they were doing.
He's using all his mechanics now, is what we want to say.
Right.
We want to see at the beginning of the year, we want to see progression. We want to see the field generalship. We want to see all that. We're seeing it now. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're seeing it now. That's why this year, it's but next year we ain't no more excuses.
So explain this to me, man. Riddle me this, Batman.
Gotcha.
Aaron Jones came in and a couple carries, he got 44 yards.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't go back to him.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's called the flow ball.
Hey, man.
Why go away for something that's working? Now, you see what happened. When it got down there, the offensive line showed his true colors, and he couldn't punch it in. Remember, they hit him
right.
on the first drive. And as a head coach, man, you got to stick with your game plan. I think he went off his game plan right
now. You mean running the ball?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. He had to, man. The Buccaneers were striking so fast. Well, maybe the part of running it, the Buccaneers wouldn't have had it as many times, right?
Well, defensively didn't put us in no good positions, too.
No interceptions, fumble recoveries.
If they out there and they not holding these guys, you know, they trying to take the momentum out of Lambeau Field by doing the things that they're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to step running. I always said, man, if Aaron Jones touched the ball 20 to 25 times, we win the game.
Can he? Is he physical enough to handle it 20 to 25 times?
He's physical enough. And I'm not just talking about running the ball, run and pass.
Right.
Touching the ball 20 to 25 times. You see what I'm saying? It's just a different dynamic for us, man.
I think people, even in Lambeau, still don't understand who he is, right?
What he brings to the table.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Because he hasn't been used as star a running back as he is. They have not used him over his career enough. Is it safe to say that?
Yes, and it's also safe to say when you see him play and you see Dylan play and you see the two different styles of play, Dylan can run that play and this is what you're going to get. AJ run that play and it's a whole different
play. He can break it every – he really is as dangerous a dangerous
he's not,
guy.
He's not a big cat, man. He's not. But he's just his prowess out there on the field always demands respect.
Yeah, I think he's got more speed than people give him credit for.
Oh my God.
And he got breakaway
his
speed.
His vision is awesome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Part of all of this, Gilbert, is I hate to say it, you know.
Then don't.
But I gotta say it.
Here it come, y'all.
Hey, Calvin, you remember the beginning of the season. I said Packers 8-9. I said that. Hey, I said that. I'm not going back and, you know. And you said, I ain't going to agree to that. I'm going to take it one game at a time. I listened to you. I don't, you know. Contrary to popular belief, I listen.
You same dude said that the Detroit was going to smash them.
I know,
man. Now you're sitting over there with Dark and Lovely.
Hey, man, but 8-9. And, hey, Gilbert, they're 6-8.
They're 6-8 right now?
Yeah.
How many more games they got?
Three. You know, they really –
Can somebody call in and tell Earl you did a good job with your prediction?
I'm not here for a pat on the back, man.
Oh, you're not?
No.
What are you doing? Rubbing it in?
No, man. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
Well, the Packers are the youngest team in football.
And we don't want to use that as an excuse, no, right?
I think we got
to. So, Earl, since you're so good on these X's and O's, let me ask you a question. Why do you think we lost that game yesterday?
Well, number one, Tampa Bay had zero turnovers. The Packers had zero turnovers. It was a game without turnovers. And so that evened it out. But when a team passes for 380 yards and four touchdowns, Gilbert, man, that's the stuff, man, that not Joe Montana, but the cat who played for the Miami Dolphins when you was playing.
Dan Marino.
That's Dan Marino stuff there, brother.
So you're comparing Dan Marino and Baker Mayfield in the same sentence?
And yesterday, the Packers made him equal.
Oh, they made Dan Marino this week and last week. I know.
Okay, so is it coaching? That's the issue. Is it, what role does coaching play in it, and what part of it?
Earl, you said it before off air when we were talking. Who they get rid of this year?
In what that position?
That DB.
Oh, the in the middle of the season, out of nowhere, they gave up their second best. What's his name? Savage. No. What was his name?
Was it Rasul?
Rasul Butler. They gave up their second best or their best defensive back for nothing, right? For no reason.
Yeah.
What, they get a fifth-round draft choice? Because he said something they didn't like.
And a ham sandwich.
844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show.
A ham sandwich.
Yeah, a ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Play on, cause I like it. Ride, no biggity, no doubt. Yeah. Black Street Productions.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, Gilbert, they're calling for, the firing of Joe Barry.
Did you hear?
I heard LaFleur.
LaFleur said,
they whipped us.
They outcoached us. He said whooped us.
Okay. So, So when you make a statement like that, I have to ask you the question. You play pro football.
He must don't like his job. I never say that. We got outplayed. I believe that ain't the game I saw.
Okay, so how does he? So when do they come back together? Tuesday?
They usually watch the film
on Monday.
They usually come in on Monday, watch the film.
The whole team watches the film.
The whole team. Everybody put their feet on the dirt, had to watch the tape.
So they don't separate the different
linebackers,
defensive.
You come in and do your special teams, and then you do your team meeting. Well, that's when the coach is going to tell you what you did, or, the head coach get to talk to everybody.
Right.
Then you go into your, breakdown meetings. That's where you go watch the film.
So the film is broken down.
Yeah. Sometimes, Fritz, if we had a bad game, we watching the whole thing together because he putting everybody on Front Street that didn't do their job in front of everybody.
Okay. So what I'm asking you, Gilbert, is – so now the defensive backs coach, he shows it from the perspective of The defensive plays, the defensive backs.
Right.
Okay. And so he can point out to Gilbert, hey, here's where you should have, your drop wasn't deep enough.
Sometimes, Earl, you got to watch it as a team.
Okay.
So then everybody can see where the breakdowns was instead of you going into your individual meeting and watching just what y'all did. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You'll be watching this, that, and the other. But as a team, you're watching the breakdown from the total what happened.
So it's a 2-hour game. So they're watching that film for 2 hours.
No. You can't do it like that because offense, they might have got, let's say defense got 65 snaps.
Right.
So you got to watch 65 snaps.
So the defense is watching the defense, the offense is watching the offense.
Yeah, you ain't going to sit and watch the offense.
Right. Okay. So now we saw the outcome of it, the game, they know what happened. Man, coaches never get a break then, I guess, because they got to be on 24/7, right?
They got to break down the game for next week and the week before that. But why still talking about the game we got our butts kicked in?
I thought you have to let it go.
The coaches can't. The coaches, they got to break down film and get you ready for next week.
So
sometimes a coach is 2 weeks ahead.
Okay,
three weeks ahead.
Let me ask you. So before we go to the phone line, so they'll go over this film,
yeah,
and not for too long, right? They won't go over it for too long.
No, no,
and because they can't hold that pain for too long, and then what? By tomorrow they'll be on to the next. To the coming game?
If Tuesday's your day off, get it out your system. Wednesday, we install and then back to work.
So Tuesday, you're free?
For some people.
Yeah. I'm talking about...
Some people got to come in and get a workout in. Some people got to do this, that, or the other. Some people got... They just can't leave the stadium.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to be around football.
Yeah. Well, younger guys especially, right?
Right.
Yeah. So who is it up to determine whether or not you need to get in to get some special or some attention?
Your position coach. That's probably talked to LaFleur and say, hey, man, this guy right here, he needs a little bit more polishing.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines and your boy Rico. Rico Suave, right? hey, Gilbert, Rico Suave?
Rico Suave.
Hey, good morning to you, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, I guess I'm doing all right. A little bit of licking my wounds this morning.
Yeah, the Kleenex, man. How many boxes of Kleenex did you buy?
Hey, man, I had to call in, man. I can't be just a fair weather caller. I got to call in when we make these bad games happen too. But you know, I don't know. There was a turnover in yesterday's game, and Ingvare got it, stripped that ball right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right, at the 4-yard line.
Yeah. Yeah, and gave us, 70 points on offense.
Yeah.
But we probably don't make that score if he don't strip that ball like he did. You know, so he takes 7 points away, right there. But, and I think the line played well, the front line. I mean, them front guys.
They had five sacks. Nice, like Gilbert said, they had five sacks.
They had five sacks. But the only problem is when that's your only pass defense is sacking, that ain't going to win ball games.
Hey, Gilbert, hang on. Hang on, Rico. Hey, Gilbert, it sounds like Rico know a little bit about what he's talking about, huh?
Rico is real knowledgeable. He real knowledgeable with the ladies because he's suave and he real knowledgeable on the field. You know what I'm saying? But Rico calling it like you see it, man. Defensive line play, I ain't going to say they played great. They played good. They did their job. Secondary, we had too many pockets. Too many pockets, man.
You know, five sacks.
From last week and not having none.
Yeah, five sacks is a lot of pressure. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. I'm going to put it like this. Rico, what you think about Joe Barry, man?
It's not looking good for him. It's not looking good for him, boy. I watched all the riffraff. Hey, I'll tell you what. like you said before, Gilbert, Green Bay fans are some of the best in the world, but they are tough. They are tough fans. And last night on the internet and the social, they calling for Barry's head on this one. But I want to go back to something here. If I could ask you real quick, Gilbert. You were talking about earlier. You guys brought up Butler out there, and could it be right now? I just feel like we don't really have that leader out there on that defense, especially back during the secondary. I noticed yesterday Rudy Ford was mouthing off to a few, telling people to get in their position. He was mad about some, just seems like communication breakdown in that secondary and them linebackers yesterday.
Yeah.
Could we use a leader on defense, Gilbert?
Well, they have him. Gilbert, don't they have Smith? Ain't he a leader on defense?
He could be a leader. But what I think Rico is talking about is we need somebody in their secondary to step up. Their leader is off hurt right now.
Yeah, Jamar.
Jair.
Right. I thank you very much for the call, Rico. But that's their leader. And then, clearly, Gilbert, they made a big blunder when they let that number two defensive back go for a fifth-round draft choice. Because of some things that he said.
It's showing now.
Yeah, and they really should pay a price for that because it wasn't his talent. He spoke out at a time that angered, the head coach, the front office, and they did away with him. And they're paying the price for that right now. Because even in their backfield, they're young.
Yeah, they are, man. Yeah, and over my years and different times, we had players like that spoke out or did something and got their walking papers. You know what I'm saying? But every time you do that, you do pay a price.
Yeah. So the rest of the players, because from what I read, he was a respected guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Guy who did his job and spoke up. And but anyway, those things, where do we go from here, Gilbert? We can talk about what happened yesterday, what happened the week before, but in the end they've got three games left. They play a 2-12 team.
We got to finish strong, Earl. Gilbert. Playoff or not, we got to finish strong.
Gilbert, they play a 2-12 team.
It doesn't matter. They can play the school of the blind. We got to finish strong, man. You understand what I'm saying? If we don't finish strong, we're not going to show that we got backbone to get ready for next year. We got to finish strong.
So help me explain to us how, finishing strong has anything with being ready to play next year. What does that mean? What does it look
because
like?
It gets you prepared for next year, man. It gets you prepared for what you got. It gets you prepared for who you seeing what guys that are willing to play the game, even though you ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have backbone, man. You gotta have the enthusiasm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like we got a bunch of young guys that just don't know.
If that's the answer, then the team they're playing next week, that's 2-12.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably feeling that same thing, right? We got to finish strong.
Got to finish strong. Hey, let's put it this way, man. You remember when the Detroit Lions was like 0-15?
Yeah.
And stuff like that?
Yeah.
They kept playing the game. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At 0-15, they still playing the game because some of the guys want a job next year. Don't fall into the trap, man. You got to finish strong. Period.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be gone. So that's what they're looking for. That's what the talent dude looking at right now.
Let me tell you what I saw 844-967-2789. Towards the last play, a couple plays you know, before they scored that final touchdown, I saw a guy break away, and I saw two Green Bay Packers chasing him, Gilbert, and they weren't giving it 100% in their chase. You know what I mean? You could kind of see they weren't giving it everything they had. I guess on film, they're looking at that, right?
Absolutely, Earl.
Even though the game was already over, huh?
They're looking for guys that's going to give you everything. When the chips are up and when the chips are down. They even look at you when you go do your press conference. You get a dude that's been run off at the mouth because you've been winning, but when you lose, now you don't want to get up there on the microphone? Come on, man. Win gracefully, lose gracefully, period.
Yeah, you know, man, the season, it's a long season, but it, you know, it's a longer off season, right? Is it safe to say that?
Yeah.
When you're going week to week, they can evaluate you, but over the entire off year, they evaluate you a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Earl, it's like we're going to send you home. Let's see how he act when he get home. Let's see what he do when he get home. Let's see what he do when he come back.
Yeah.
Let's see how he keep his nose clean.
Yeah. Has he been working hard?
Has he been working hard? Or sitting around eating all them Jake's corned beef sandwiches?
Right. 844-967-2789. I know you out there. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So, Gilbert, three games left. Carolina Panthers at Carolina this coming Sunday. Minnesota Vikings at Minnesota. And Chicago Bears at home. You can't look at the whole schedule and say these three games.
You can't, not no more.
You can't overlook 2-12 Carolina Panthers.
Because, Earl, we don't know what team we're going to get on Sunday. Let's just be honest about that. We don't know what team we're going to get on Sunday, especially when the coach is telling everybody, hey, man, we got our play, we got our coach. And he ain't flipped over a table enough. He said it like we cool with
so
this.
So let's flip this, man.
Left floor.
Let's flip this. Let's say Mike Holmgren, after that out those last two games.
Hey, stop. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Did you see the 30 for 30 on Reggie White?
No, I didn't, man. But I
you
will
didn't see,
it. See
that, man?
No, but I will see it now that you mentioned it to me.
Came out last week. Everybody saw. I don't know why you didn't see it. You're probably somewhere dying your hair or something.
But well, I'm going to tell you. You know how that goes, right?
Shut up, bro. Hey, but I'm going to tell you this. I was sitting there, and I was watching it, man, and I heard his voice. Oh, my God. And, you know, it was this one thing where they used to play on the Jumbotron to get us hype. And it was Reggie singing Amazing Grace. And they put that on at the end of the 30 for 30. I was sitting there watching with my son. I had to get up, Earl, because if I didn't get up, he was going to see me cry. I had to get up and go to the bathroom. I swear to God, I missed that man.
Well, you know.
But his impact on the Green Bay Packer organization, because people don't remember, he was the first one started free agency, Earl. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His impact on the Green Bay Packers from once he stepped in there to getting the championships going, getting the Super Bowl going, unmatched, man.
Well, you know, man, I'm old enough to remember Reggie White with the Philadelphia Eagles mm-hmm. and how dominant a player he was.
I think he's the only dude that got two jerseys for two different teams retired.
Yeah, he
you're a bad dude.
His humanity.
Yes.
He was a bigger human being than he was a great football player. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. I mean, how they say it? Controversial on the field and off the field. Yeah. You know, with his beliefs in religion. And you see him change. His beliefs changed. And you'll see it in his 30 for 30. You know what I'm saying? And regardless of what you like or what you dislike about him, on that field, a grown man.
Yeah, well, so let me say this. Living in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
and at the time Reggie White came to Lambeau Field,
mm-hmm.
Reggie White made a commitment to the city of Milwaukee. Did you know that?
I'm listening.
He made a commitment to what he was going to do to help poor people in Milwaukee, even though it was Lambeau where he went. And he created programs to address what was going on in the city of Milwaukee. And he didn't have to do that. And he did. And so
just like how me and Leroy and a couple of guys doing now, we don't have to do what we do because we ain't from Wisconsin.
Right.
We do it because we love Wisconsin. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We love Milwaukee, not because of Green Bay Packers. We love Green Bay, not because of the Green Bay Packers. We love because we love our fans.
And the fans love you guys. And, you know, I got to give a shout out to my coworker and your former teammate, Daryl Ingram, tight end Daryl Ingram, who is a salesperson with Civic Media out of Racine. and so, you know, I was hanging out with him on mm-hmm. our Christmas party on Saturday. And we were talking about some things, and and you know, man, it's, you know, you never forget those years. He never forgot those years, man. You know,
it's football becomes your DNA, man. So big shout out to Daryl Ingram, man, and I hope he do well with you guys, man. And he is
gonna do well. He's hanging out with me. Oh, I'm looking out for him.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna need to talk to him.
Hey, man, you know, you know, Gilbert, these three games left, and there's some guys who probably are saying this is my chance to get in, but the starters gonna play almost all these minutes, right?
Oh, we ain't got no luxury to not let. We ain't got no luxury, man. Everybody better be all hands on deck. Where they play, they going to the upper room. The upper room. When the talent dude call, you going to the upper room.
All right, man. As always, great talking to you.
Same here, brother.
We'll reconnect in a week. Hopefully, the outcome will be different.
Yeah, no more Danny DeVito's or what's his boy's name?
Baker Mayfield.
Well, who is
Carolina got as a quarterback?
They got that new boy, ain't it?
They got the guy who was supposed to be the. Yeah, but he's two and.
Stroud, right?
Yeah, but he was the best quarterback prospect, but I guess.
He been playing okay.
Hey, Gilbert, they're 2-12.
But he been playing okay.
All right, we'll talk next week. Under the helm with the Gravedigger.
Yo, Big Sandy, I said, what's up?
Sure Calvin, will.
All right, baby.
All right, we'll talk soon. We'll talk soon.
Die.
everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.